Well, hey, this is the All Range Mode Podcast, episode 123.
Yeah. Trying something new today.
And my name's Joe.
Oh. I am Dan.
And I am TJ.
All Range Mode!
Chad's not here because Chad had a baby yesterday.
Today?
Yesterday.
It was after midnight, wasn't it? Oh, no.
It was yesterday at like 10 a.m.
It's been that long?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a busy week at work, but whatever.
Yep, she's beautiful. She's healthy.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect little babe.
Yeah. So, obviously, he's home with her.
Yeah, and we're sitting down and watch a movie here.
So, we talked up San Andreas, or Joe did, anyway. Talked up San Andreas, so we're going to watch it.
Right, yeah.
And you're going to listen also to us tease the entire movie.
Because if TJ wants to talk about TV or you want to talk about Walking Dead, we can just do that while this is playing, too.
Okay, let's do Walking Dead real quick.
Okay.
We've all seen it, or TJ hasn't seen it.
You can spoil it. See, I can't wait. I just start telling
Halo
the story.
To talk about too.
Start so good. It's so good.
You know, it's so
good. You know what? It's not so good.
Oh, shit. You know what? We didn't sync the movie with the audience and say, all right, press play now.
Depends on their credit roll.
No, it's too late. We can't do it. All right, she just taking the drink.
Yeah,
she's putting it down. That's all you really need to know. We're not going to get into like, in this 15 seconds, I don't want you to...
Yeah, now she's checking her phone.
Right.
She's going to crash.
This is not what we're doing, though.
No, that's good. She's
they've expected me, or twice they've expected...
You've expected.
They've expected.
No, they've laid a heavy expectation.
They do constantly throw this movie.
What did you think it was going to be? The texting? Or the fucking landslide that took her down.
Oh, it is bad. They
yeah,
know,
look at
right?
this. Yes. Well, I don't want to get.
Okay, are they aware that they are? They just low. Like, look at how.
Look, and then she goes down into like another earth. Like, she's fallen off a cliff twice. And then boom.
Okay, you're dead.
Yeah, she's dead. Anyway,
she's out of a seatbelt.
So tell me about...
Look at that gash on her arm. She's just not even bleeding
Tell me about The
that's
Walking
that's
Dead.
Week.
Actually, I'm not feeling this season as much, man.
Walking Dead. Yeah,
yeah, this whole idea of like, we were out in the woods and we found this spot where...
That was last season, though.
Listen, no, it wasn't.
Alexandria? They found it last season.
No! Listen to me.
Oh, sorry.
Where they go out and they find all those zombies and like that... It's like a big...
Bottleneck.
Lower part, like bottleneck.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. The horde.
They just find it. I mean, they made an idea.
No, they're not calling it the horde. They're calling it the herd.
It's a herd.
The horde.
Yeah, for the horde. No, it's. They're.
Are you watching? Yeah.
I'm half and half here. So
he's just strolling in, listening to like that weird like Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith sound.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm just not. The whole plan that they have is just. I don't know. I don't know where the fuck anyone is.
Like, well, the thing was, is like, hey, you know, every time it rains, that truck gets closer to the edge of that cliff.
Yeah,
right?
And I get
it's
it.
Soft
and
clay,
like,
or whatever.
The zombies are so loud themselves yeah. that they're drawing more zombies in.
And they were saying this is going to grow and grow and grow until this entire thing's coming at us. So why not control?
I understand the idea of it,
okay,
but it sucks. Like the way that it's playing.
Instead
out,
of them
sucks.
Just leaving,
it's just
you know, like wish pod move.
So Black Chick, and Redbeard. Are
Redbeard
driving?
Okay, yeah, I got it.
In the car, that's all they've done.
Yeah,
for every episode, they're just.
It has been three episodes of them.
Yeah,
putzing.
Daryl's just like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna leave him, and then he does. And it took like three episodes for that to happen.
But then he comes back. Doesn't he go right back to them?
Yeah, he was supposed to go to Alexandria, but because something was happening with Rick, he fucking started hauling ass back, and that's why during the Alexandria episode, it didn't show Daryl there. Because he was on his way to go, and then he got...
You didn't like episode two, though? Like,
I mean, it was cool.
When they got attacked.
The guy's just cutting people's limbs
off
the
Carol
street.
Just looks out the window at him, and then, like, there's
like,
just a fanatic
like, what
chopping her up.
Yeah, but like, even the way everything happened is so bullshit. Like,
it's been strange. I just think it's been pretty good.
It's improperly portrayed how many people are actually in Alexandria.
That's true.
Like, I'm like, okay, this is everyone. Everyone's at this meeting. It's fine. Next episode, there's, like, 30 new people.
Yeah, like that new black guy.
Yeah, I hate him. Wait a minute, did he die?
Did he die?
No.
Oh, he's with Michonne.
Yeah, of course he is.
Well, they don't. They're not going to be. Actually, black people have only slept with black people in this show, right?
I'm telling you, Michonne and that guy, he's going to be like, oh, she's so awesome. Watch, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Are
we spoiler talking this?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, we're going to talk about episode 3?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Spoilers moving forward. So, get over it. As long as people
anybody listening, I feel like it knows the spoilers. It's Walking Dead.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, yeah. So
skip 10 minutes ahead if you don't want to hear it.
No. Okay, well, all right. You know what? Let's not even talk about it. We can talk about it later.
Yeah. See it, TJ. We'll talk about it. But
all right.
Wait, we always say this. This is something very common that happens. When you see it, we'll talk about it. We never talk about it again. That happens constantly.
He's tipping the hat here.
I haven't even watched how bad this is. But anyway, Glenn.
No, we'll get into it.
Glenn gets chowed.
That's the beauty of this movie. It's just when the next time you look up, it'll just be more of this. Like, if we just miss this one, it's fine. There's plenty of helicopter in this movie. More helicopter than I've ever seen in one movie, and it's always The Rock driving it.
Okay, so everything in Walking Dead is like, it's too scattered, too all over the place right now for me. Like,
interesting.
I like when everyone's together.
I thought it was going well, but we got to put this to bed.
So these fucking guys run into the town. These guys run into the town and. Everyone should have guns in Alexandria, especially after Rick pushed it. And all of a sudden, all these guys are running around with, like, literally just knives and axes, and they're completely overrunning.
Oh, yeah.
No fucking way, man. That would happen.
Well, it's a zombie TV show. Zombies.
I guess.
I know. It's cool to break down, like, the...
Did you remember? This is why I said it's kind of weird. Like, as those guys were leaving...
Details. Yes.
As they're leaving, you see many carcasses in the street, like... One here, like 10. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So more people died than you thought were in Alexandria to begin
with. Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck? And at the same time, the Alexandria people would win that battle any time.
What?
They have guns. Those guys didn't have guns.
No, but the guns are all locked up. None of them were carrying guns. Carol was the only one with a gun. Why did she not stole one? Remember she told that kid, like, if you ever fucking tell your parents, I'm going to shoot you in the face with this thing?
Yeah.
Because she caught him stealing the gun. She's the only one with a fucking gun.
But this is, like, after Rick has pushed, like, we need to get you guys up to speed with, like, the way things are in the world.
And I don't know, dude. If a mob of...
I'm telling you, man.
...fanatics ran...
Rick was pushing so hard for everyone to always have guns, and now nobody has guns, and everyone's completely unprepared. It's ridiculous.
Well, what is crazy is you're thinking, like, I've watched 3 episodes of this, but it's only, like... 3 or 4 hours of the characters' lives.
Thick age.
It all happens. Yeah.
It's in the yellow. Watch out.
Yeah.
What does it mean? Don't worry about it.
No, it's just a gauge. Yeah. It's something's going down.
I think yellow's bad.
Yeah, there's green, yellow, and red. Like, we're going to get. Look at. And
even this guy's beard is ridiculous.
The Rock's the only one who can navigate this fucking helicopter into that fucking cave. And yet he's like, take over.
Maybe just let some line go. I don't know.
Look at, and he just jumps out. He's a fucking superhero.
What was his role if this didn't go bad?
What are you saying?
Just sit in the helicopter and hang out?
Like, are you honestly trying to break down the logistics of all of this?
Yeah.
You're just watching the wrong movie, man.
See his arm pin?
Yeah.
No, I still want to know that.
Like your arm's pinned.
Buddy, that car just crushed his arm.
Yeah, but Jesus.
Remember how, like, fucking pompous he was 5 minutes ago? I only need 5. And he gives her a big wink.
Terrible.
Look at this thing's going down. Look out!
Whoa.
The Rock.
Kaboom.
I got her. And him. I got Billy and the hot chick.
Oh, you're good.
Like, Billy's like, you crazy son of a bitch. Blackie's up laughing, just, oh, shit. Anyway, okay, so what is The Rock? Like, is he Somalian? Like, he's got super dark skin.
He's,
in this movie.
He's, like, in real life, what is he, or was he supposed to be?
No, in real life.
He's Hawaiian.
Oh. Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, Jonathan. He looks...
It's
a
Hawaiian name.
Hey, remember,
it is America.
Remember fucking Paul Giamatti? He's in this.
Oh.
He's the scientist guy who could have predicted the event if they would only listen to the ugly scientist guy.
Okay, so we're gonna get back
the whole movie
while it gets into like whatever.
And
bullshit.
Right now he's like, it was off the scale 10,000. Oh, but that was just the beginning. This is a 50,000 one. And look at all the Apple fucking
Badoosh.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Yeah, this is, look at him go. This is the exposition telling you that earthquakes are bad. Just in case you didn't know.
I'm just gonna come down to this with the Walkman. We'll put it to rest after. Do you think Glenn's dead?
Oh, there you go. Spoiler alert.
You kind of said it already.
Oh, did I?
No.
I don't know. I think it's weird that they didn't show the other guy dying. Like, the whole theory is like he grabs the other body.
If he's not dead, I was tricked. Because
it was pretty underwhelming.
Were you hurt by it though? Were you like?
No, I was just undefected. Like, oh, they must have decided they'd kill this guy. Like,
so not, you were completely.
What, see, this is weird. Like, yeah, I'll watch a fucking show and like sometimes it'll just be like, oh, they must have like hired a new writer, or oh, he must have got another TV show. Like,
no.
That he's just not in this anymore. It's like they must have had to get rid of a character to bring on two more. Like, knowing that like Mad Men went through like a whole fucking, what was it like? They refused to like share the episodes with HBO.
Why?
Or something like that, because
you're cheapening the whole. Hold on, every show ever. Just oh, someone dies, it's just
no. It's politics. A burden. It's a horrible burden. And I like when I can go into a movie and not have to think about that stuff. Or sorry, a show and not have to think about that stuff.
But I'm just asking.
When he died, I was just like, oh, that's just another character. They're adding five per episode to get that start killing people off. You can't write about 15 people.
He's not just a person.
No, I know, but. If he died, I wasn't going to think,
Glenn was in it. He's been in every single episode of the show.
So he's
just come out.
He's like top three then. You got Rick.
Him, Rick, Carl.
Oh, Daryl. No, I was going to say...
Carol.
Daryl.
Daryl, yeah. I think Daryl is the character that can't die because he's too popular. Not Daryl.
Out of a few.
Daryl can't die. He's too
the popular. Motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't die right now.
No. Carol's probably the next one to go, and it's going to be another one that's like, fuck.
Oh, but you think Glenn's dead.
When I did think he was, now I don't. The internet has sort of swayed my vote.
Yeah.
There's proof that, well, I mean, not proof, but like, what? Yeah. Mm.
All right. Is it John Snow still?
Is, what?
John
Wait
Snow.
A minute, I got one more thing.
I haven't seen that, but.
I got one more thing.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Okay, Walking Dead.
Sorry.
I knew though.
Okay, good.
Shit, I lost my train of thought now. It was about like which characters were dying or something like that.
Either way, I don't know how you were unaffected by Glenn's death. Like, or I thought he was dead, right? Like, I was just watching it. I didn't look into it right away. I thought he was dead. I was like, fuck.
I thought he was dead, too.
And then it was 15 more minutes of that episode, and, like, crazy shit happens. Rick gets attacked. His fucking van won't start. And he gets attacked, and he just mows those guys down with an AK through the wall.
Humans, yeah.
Like, three people dead right after he killed two more hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
That was awesome. But yeah, I was hurt so bad.
Look at the daughter. Oh, you just missed it. God damn it.
I was hurt so bad that Glenn just died.
Look at who he's talking to right now. How old do you think The Rock is right here? 40?
Maybe.
Maybe 40.
Yeah.
Look at his daughter. Wait till it switches back.
No, I mean he's at least 40.
He's trying to get in with his daughter. Come on. Get the scene going. Oh, wait. This is a highlight, Dan. Look at what he looks at. What's this? Look at the daughter.
Oh my God. She's so good.
She's a smoke show, isn't she? Look at that.
She fucks
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, you see her titties.
I know.
Do they show her titties in this one?
No.
They should from now on. Never
okay, so how old do you think the girl who fucked Woody Harrelson was?
Like 19?
Really?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, I
maybe
had
a little bit older.
I had her much older. Look at.
College girl.
Divorce papers.
Oh,
Rock. No. He's going through some shit.
His daughter looks way too hot. For him to be that young.
I know.
Right?
She's like a full woman.
Yeah.
25.
I can fuck that girl and not feel bad about it. Like,
yeah. We're 30 years old.
Right.
She's probably, okay, 25, 24.
I wouldn't feel bad about it at all. Actually, I'd be like, yeah.
Here's our math. Is she 24 or younger?
Younger.
Than 24 in this?
In this? Look at her bedroom.
Still, even if The Rock would have had to been 17. I mean, I don't think they're painting the picture of, like, they don't tell you, whatever, I've gone into this way too much. But look at him. Isn't he a fucking crazy-looking monster?
He's so big, dude. I watch his, like, his workout videos. He's a monster.
You watch The Rock's workout videos?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, his Instagram stuff, you know, like,
Okay,
it's
gotcha.
Just him working out. Like, I don't watch him do, like, this is how you do this. It'll just be, like, him doing his morning, just, like, does some raucous, funny
all
stuff.
All right, Danny, today it's all about the reps.
No, but he's always working out. Like, that's all he does.
Yeah, he's crazy. So, yeah, that's the daughter. She's so hot, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. I actually, like, she's, like, one of my favorites. Since the first time I saw her, I was like, oh, my God, that girl is hot. And now she's become popular. She's in more
Well, she's
more
in
stuff.
San Andreas, starring The Rock and her.
That's a pretty big role, regardless.
Hoover Dam.
Is that where Bond jumped?
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah, it's fucking the dam, my boy.
That's so dope.
You know what? I don't know if it was the Hoover Dam. I could be wrong.
Probably wasn't, because it's not real. Is it real world in Bond?
It was probably like somewhere in Germany or something. Another dam.
But it was
But
dope.
Not the Hoover Dam.
It looks just like it.
Yeah, it does. TJ, is there anything you want to talk about?
Halo at some point.
Yeah, oh, go, man.
Go.
Don't worry, this guy's just going to talk fucking earthquakes.
Whoa, the earthquakes.
Yeah, look at, they're like, oh, wait, here it is. Oh, did he do the, our model is predictive.
Hold on. Dan, what's going to happen here? Tell me what's going to happen.
Oh. You figured
it's gonna
it out.
Happen. The dam's
it's
gonna
a movie
break.
About earthquakes.
No, just tell me what's going to happen.
An earthquake.
Do you not know?
It's just going to go down. There's an earthquake right now. The dam will break. The Rock's coming back in his helicopter again.
Keep going. You got two characters. You got an Asian dude, and you got
Asian dude is so dead.
Yeah, I think it said it last week actually, but yeah, no, absolutely.
No, I don't know if you did. Yeah, he's dead.
Forget about that.
You Giamatti's
like,
too
see
big.
Paul Giamatti, you're like running around.
Ah, shit,
yeah, Giamatti's not dying yet.
He can't be dead yet. He's too big. Why would you do that?
Why would you hire?
Well, no,
if you got Giamatti,
saying,
why I told you. This is what we need to do.
Giamatti's safe. This is what we were talking about with Shane and fucking and. So you think Rick? Not Rick. You think
Daryl.
Glenn?
Yes,
is a Giamatti. No way he's dead.
Not yet.
Because he's the Giamatti.
Yeah.
He's the Daddario, the daughter, and he's the Rock. Them. They're not killing any of those three right now, right?
Yeah, and they did that to Glenn.
Yeah, but it was well, season six.
Yeah, they did that to Glenn.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's one of the original guys. There's very few.
Look, he almost made it.
You, after six seasons, shit. You got to kill one of the original guys.
Yeah, I know it's coming, but it sucks that it's Glenn.
You don't do it.
I know it's coming. I want it to come. That's why I watched the show for crazy shit to happen. But when it did happen, I was like, oh, fuck.
Glenn was huge. Just because Maggie is so awesome.
Yeah, Maggie doesn't even know yet. I was like, I was saying that to Jess. I'm like, I have to watch Maggie's reaction next week.
Yeah, oh. Maggie has lost everybody. And I remember what I was going to say. Okay, the thing with, like, important characters dying.
Yeah.
Like, being somebody who watches the show, like, from the beginning and, like, has seen huge characters go. Like,
yeah.
The wife, whatever the fuck
Lori?
Her name is.
Yeah. The whole Lori thing was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so... I was asking Shelby's mom, like, oh, are you watching The Walking Dead? I asked her if she's caught up,
right.
And the last episode she had seen was Herschel dying.
Yeah.
And it's like her being able to, like, that's new for her, and
oh,
she's telling me what she's
so
like.
Much more.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Herschel just died. I'm like, oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah, because
and I know down. Everything that happened. I know, like, yeah, how devastated Maggie is. Like,
yeah.
And
it's does the show ever bring you to tears for real?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't brought me to tears. No.
It brought me to tears when Rick came to Carl. Like, it's a fucking internet meme right now about everything.
Oh, that face, and he's like, no,
no. That was, it felt
yeah,
so
that
real.
Was huge.
It brought me to tears. Like, I wasn't bawling, but, like, my eyes welled up, and a
yeah.
tear rolled down my cheek. I was like, damn.
Hey, do you remember I was saying that, like, watching Walking Dead Season 1 is more, is like a really good rewatch?
It is. I've gone
because,
through
like,
it. Because, like, I've watched it
characters,
all twice.
You know their whole story. Like, oh, yeah, fucking
you know why
this
I
guy.
Got to rewatch it? Because of Jess. We were already
yeah.
into, like, past governor stuff, and Jess had never seen an episode, so
nice.
We have to rewatch all of it.
I love season 2, man.
I'm
the
trying
farm.
To pull. I'm pushing so hard to do it with Game of Thrones right now. She does like
oof.
That's yeah. a lot, man. I have them all on Blu-ray. That's why I bought two seasons and I haven't watched either one of them on Blu-ray. You know
it probably. How did you watch it originally? Downloads?
Downloads originally, and
oof.
Then I had HBO.
Oh well, when you had HBO, it was HD. It's going to be the same.
Cool. Downloads are HD too.
I bought
them
because
I download.
You know why I bought them? Because I haven't seen.
I'll download 720 max.
The last
that's
episode
like
I
something
seen.
I gotta see, like Walking Dead.
I don't watch anything sub 720.
I don't know why. Maybe because Jess doesn't
I can't
like
take
it.
The risk if I want to watch like a show like an hour after it aired. I'll just start downloading the
oh.
fucking the easy one.
I watch
like,
I watch nothing an hour after it aired. That's
yeah.
Why.
See, like it's a third of the size, and I'm not really watching Walking Dead for its like. Special effects fidelity.
AMC for me doesn't even have HD.
I just want it for the story. Like, I want to know where the characters are going.
I can't believe you watch Walking Dead sub-HD.
I do.
Yeah.
And I watch it live.
I'm a fucking...
They don't have it. They
I
do
love
not.
That, like, this is a serious thing.
They don't
like,
even have
tell it. Tell me you don't watch Walking Dead sub 720 quality, I can't, Joe.
It sucks, man.
Man, watch fucking How I Met Your Mother and all those fucking
dude,
sitcoms.
Spike has an HD channel.
Don't watch The Walking Dead.
Anything AMC on a does premium not have channel? A fucking HD channel through Kojiko. It just doesn't. They don't have an agreement.
Sure.
AMC does not
AMC
have
AMC doesn't have HD.
Oh my gosh, so hot.
There's no HD channel. I have 189 AMC, that's it. And it's fucking standard.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
It's balls. It's like watching a fucking bad YouTube video from 1996.
I know.
Yeah, standard. YouTube videos are pretty solid these days.
Yeah, they are. Because phones are sick.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's only going to get better.
Yeah, maybe imagine she is under 25.
Imagine the shit our kids are going to have. Like, for real, though?
It'd be holograms. It'd be like, walk into the room and...
But for real.
The Walking Dead.
For real, though. Can you imagine the shit that they're going to have?
Yeah.
Technology, how quickly it goes.
Yeah, but at what point do films get to a point where, like... excuse me. Like, it's just not the medium that's going to go, like, much farther than this. Like, they're not going to keep chasing... It's going to max out.
They're onto the experience. Movies. Everything's good in IMAX now. And then when you watch it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Gravity is a great example. It's a good movie. It's all right. But the experience the first time seeing it in IMAX was fantastic.
Oh my god.
That's where films
go. You guys aren't going to be able to see Star Wars on Thursday, eh?
No.
You didn't get your tickets? You didn't get your tickets?
I'm okay. I'm okay seeing it after. Like, I'm not as... I'm excited to see it, but, like, not that excited. I don't want to... I don't know. I want my experience to be pretty good. Like, I want at least a couple seat buffer.
We just missed the scene where he found out that his ex-wife, or his wife, is, like, fucking somebody else.
Oh, shit. Were you mad?
Yeah, he's mad.
Ugh.
Like, I lost her.
Alright, I gotta pay attention. I haven't looked at the screen.
No, you don't have to pay attention. I'm, like, losing my voice right now. I'm gonna get a glass of water. You guys keep talking, though, eh?
Juice me. No. ginger ale or whatever. All right, TJ, we talk about Halo.
Sure.
You want to talk to Joe about it because he hasn't played it?
Maybe we can wait.
Okay. We're going to wait
the movie.
A few minutes and talk about how bad this movie is. This is just a terrible movie. Like,
this is about as far as I got, actually. I'm just a little bit past this when I first watched it.
Do you find that girl attractive?
She got piercing eyes. And she's very attractive in general, but...
Yeah,
you
act
very attractive,
right?
With piercing eyes, and it's killer.
It's something. Yeah, that those. There was actually a meme that I saw, that, like, on Chive about it or something. It said, like, the first girl in history that can say, like, "Hey, my boobs are down there," or, you know what I mean? Like, generally,
oh,
guys,
yeah,
are staring,
yeah,
at their,
yeah,
tits,
yeah,
but you stare into her eyes.
Yeah. Do you watch New Girl?
No.
I think she's on New Girl. There's a girl with piercing blue eyes on New Girl. Joel, no. I'm thinking that's her.
She's unbelievably good looking.
No, I'm probably wrong. It's a different girl. You know the show New Girl?
Yeah,
look at that girl.
TJ, can you eat anything?
Oh.
No, I'm set.
Booze? Drink? Anything?
I got it all. Thank you.
Fucking right. That shit pop.
You're my buddy. New Girl, where these two girls are moving, and the guys help her out.
Oh yeah, that's one of them.
Is she one of them?
Yeah,
yeah.
Super.
I remember seeing this girl going,
so
those fucking eyes.
Yeah, she's got weird eyes, eh?
Not weird.
Amazing.
Piercing, just awesome.
Yeah. She has something else too. Another nice pair of something.
I think, you know, without those, she's just regular hot.
Dude, what? That girl,
just regular.
I think she's so hot because she's like almost real world hot. The blondes, like Playboy playmates. Who are just like Barbie dolls.
You know who's not real?
They're not
real. What do you call it? Real world hot? That fucking... she's in Suicide Squad.
Yeah. The Harley girl?
Yeah.
Robbie, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Margot Robbie is like not real world hot.
No, no,
it's
no.
Like, you're too... That's too much.
Yeah, she's not...
No thanks. Like, I don't want to feel like shit. Okay?
But she is so hot, though.
Yeah, but... She's so hot that I feel like there's like, no, it's not even like she like there's a,
you're out of my league hot,
out of
anyone's league hot. She's just out of this world.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I'm so ugly to her, right? Like,
yeah.
To her quality or caliber of person.
Yeah. Our life is disgusting to her. This is what you do.
Just disgusting.
She lives in luxury. Like, it takes her many hours to prepare herself before she steps out of her door.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Shot.
That's not real world. This girl looks like she could put her fucking hair in a fucking ponytail and still
be... Oh, Giamatti's back. Probably talking about earthquakes.
Look at this guy. Sweet tattoo.
Just standing in the door. Hey, Teach.
He's got three bands. Hey, Teach. Bands
heard about the Chinese guy. Yeah, it was real tough. It was real tough. Rawr. I'm Paul Giamatti. No. There he is.
You know what? They tried to push him as a good actor for a while. Do you remember?
He is a good actor.
He's not.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. He's like, he was in movies that were like Oscar bait movies, and they're like, "Oh, Paul Giamatti, this is wonderful, this movie." And it's like, he's such a B-list actor. It's unbelievable. Don't try and push.
Remember they tried to push him for a little while.
Yeah, no,
they tried to push him on us.
Not happening. Like Jonah Hill too. They're trying to make him all serious roles now, but it's like
I like Jonah Hill. He's still like too serious. He's still roles. In, man.
He did it right, but he's reverting back to comedy.
Maybe I don't know. What else? What's that guy in?
He did 22 Nothing. Jump Street.
He was just typecast. That's all.
Well, not
just,
really.
Just trying to break the mold. Yeah, he was typecast as just a stupid comedy dude.
Jonah Hill's in fucking Moneyball.
He's a bad example.
Jonah Hill. I really do. Jonah Hill is in fucking Wolf of Wall Street.
I know, but those are newer.
His old shit is crazy.
When he was young, it's just comedy, comedy, comedy.
But he did Grandma's Boy.
Get into the Greek.
He sucks at titty for 16 straight hours.
Yeah. Get into the Greek is like Jonah Hill's big, I'm the star of this movie. Mm-hmm. Not a co-star. Actually, because no, Russell Brand was a nobody too at that time.
That was his movie.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Fucking hilarious. Actually, they did try and push Jonah Hill. I remember when he was in Wolf of Wall Street, some shitty comedy, and he had like his own cartoon. And it was like, Jonah Hill writes. And I was like, hit the brakes, Jonah Hill.
I'm telling you, they push him on you.
They do push.
I like how you say they.
McConaughey was, they got
they,
pushed.
They, as in like the media.
I know, but
McConaughey got pushed.
It's his people.
He did, a little while. I liked it though, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good push.
He had a good push. I had a good push. To the next one.
Capped it off with Interstellar. Like, that was the end of the push right there.
McConaughey's at a height right now. He's...
What's his next movie though?
I don't think he's that big fat guy.
On the slow decline.
I'm just saying he can be a serious actor now. Just truck along with serious parts. Become old and leave the fucking Gold Rush where that movie was behind. You know,
what? Yeah, Gold Rush.
He did really bad movies.
Who's this? Is that Gold movie? Like the stupid cheesy movies, the rom coms that you used to do.
Oh, Mud.
Like, Mud was good.
Oh, Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold. Thank you.
Yeah, when he was like a comedy fucking guy.
Right. He can leave that behind now. He can be a serious actor.
Oh,
right.
You know what? The breaching point was Magic Mike, where it was like a comedic performance, but a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
And then, actually, you know what? And then a lot of hard work. Dallas Buyers Club,
True Detective turned it around.
Interstellar
forever.
Were all like at the same time.
Dude, Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay, Dallas Buyers Club maybe got me onto him, and then Mud at the same time.
Yeah, he's in Wall Street, too.
I was like, okay. He's getting good. And then Wolf Wall Street is awesome.
Yeah, Wolf Wall Street.
It was amazing.
Well, he was only in it for 5 minutes.
It was amazing, though. It's like...
He was good.
After
captivating. Fire's like, Club, you can't take your eyes
off. I love movies that are so huge that tiny parts are the best actors in the world. Like fucking Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Like, he's in the movie for 5 minutes. I was thinking about that. Not the best actors in the world, but big actors. Like Fargo, that character from the first episode. I don't want to spoil it because
I'm going to watch it now that I have
it's
it.
It's so good.
He's not that big, but yeah, I liked it.
He's a big actor. I thought he would be a regular.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Let's call it a spoiler.
Whatever. He's not going to be a regular.
But yeah, Fargo is like really great this season. Like really, really great. It's three solid episodes.
There is a Fargo
that statement
formula.
You said like you were like, oh, and by the way, Fargo has been outstanding or something. You said I'm like.
Yeah, just a subtle. Because
you like something,
it's good.
I'm telling you right now, if you like it, I like it. There's not much shit that you watch. Your judgment's good. It always has been. I've always
Thank
told you.
You
that. When it comes to movies, absolutely.
Except for this one.
Buddy, this is the best
he
movie.
He likes this as a gym
I'm
experience.
Kidding,
like, not
kidding.
As like.
Not even that. Look at it. I mean, well, okay, you know what? We're pretty out of it right now. But this is like. This is new hero guy, just like.
Who's this nerd? He's dead, right?
It's the two nerds that this guy wants to get blown so hard by Daddario, like in this scene.
And his little kid brother's telling him.
Yeah, his little brother's like, get a number, see? It's the worst. But anyway, that guy ends up doing a really cool, smart thing. That's they're setting up that he's smart.
His teeth, though. No.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Dog.
Oh, yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's where we were last.
And Interstellar, it was a good push. It was a good push.
Interstellar hit at the right time of McConaughey's popularity, and I think did much better than it deserved because of that.
Well, he wasn't bad in it. I
disagree.
You know, like
it's not as good. I've watched it twice. I mean, I did enjoy it. I think there's very cool ideas, but like,
when we heard about the movie, it was like Christopher Nolan sci-fi with Matthew McConaughey, that like, fucking sick guy from True Detective.
Amazing. Yeah, it helped.
That's on the air this Sunday at 10.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like we're in. They pushed.
It helped the marketing. You know, getting you there because you're right. It was a
Hathaway's no slump.
Yeah, she is. I feel like she's already slumped.
She
slumped hard.
Interstellar bumped her up in my eyes.
Slump hard.
Okay, well that's I thought she was still on her rise. So they're done pushing. She's just done.
Yeah.
You know who's getting pushed right now? Chastain. Jessica Chastain.
You know who stopped getting pushed? And it sucks, is Gyllenhaal. But it's kind of good at the same time because he's doing different movies.
Gyllenhaal is a freak of nature.
They pushed him. Yeah, they didn't push Southpaw. That's a different movie.
How are you in Southpaw and Everest in the same year? Like, he's a hard worker. Nightcrawler was last
year.
Yeah,
but Nightcrawler, I feel like
some of these movies they film like 3 years ago.
People love Nightcrawler. It's like critically acclaimed.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's an interesting performance. I think like it has like the potential to have the staying power if Gyllenhaal gets big like very soon.
Because
he's on his way down. From fucking Day After Tomorrow. When's the last time Gyllenhaal was the star? Like this,
they tried to do Prince of Persia like a huge stuff. Movie. They pushed him
hard. Pre-Nightcrawler time up?
Yeah, but Nightcrawler's like a low budget movie. Like it's a small studio.
That's what I felt like, yeah.
So is Southpaw. It's a small studio.
There's something between Jarhead and that.
No, they were pushing him and he's been unpushed and now he's doing the things after. Source Code was probably the one that turned for him because it wasn't as popular. But they pushed him really hard in Jarhead.
He was in Zodiac? Oh, we just missed an awesome fucking... Oh, no, we didn't. Wait, watch this.
I feel like Gyllenhaal just rised and he's just up there now.
Look at this, Dan. All the fucking people just dying. Here, this is what I want to show you and then we can get back to talking.
Where's that rubble coming from?
Rock's on it. And he's back in the helicopter.
I knew it. Called it.
Yeah. No, you called the fucking...
The dam break.
The dam break. He wasn't even there. No, he wasn't there.
Damn. Well, I knew he'd be back eventually.
Giamatti knows what to do.
Get under the table!
Get under the table is his fucking plan. Man, earthquakes are crazy.
That doesn't happen.
This guy pulls out his laptop. It's a 48 on the 80s coil. On the scoil.
48 on the 80s coil.
That's what it is. And he's like, oh my god, this area's earthquake. Oh, remember they had the predictive model that predicted this would happen?
Look at this live update.
Yeah, she's just got it like on a fucking Google map.
That's what it is.
Meanwhile, she's still trying to get banged by this little kid. Anyway, this still hasn't been the shot that I want you to see. I'm sorry that I prematurely said epilepsy. It's about to be awesome. Wait, maybe it did already happen. I think it might have already happened. It was a classic rock. Oh my.
TJ, you don't think she's hot, eh?
No, I do. I said,
tell Ben I want to suck his cock, is what she's saying right there. Tell Ben, give me a cock. That's why kids get together. To give each other head. You ever think about that deeply? He's got a little boner going.
I can't wait to be 20.
I think we missed the scene, which is a shame, but hey, there's plenty more, like I said before.
Whatever, man.
We can miss all of them. Oh, yeah, there's... The one is later, and I'm going to give everyone the update when we're there.
All right.
But anyway, we can start talking. Did you guys not talk about Halo?
No, we waited for you.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, go ahead. Let's bust into Halo.
TJ, you start. Take the lead on this.
Okay, so before Halo came out, without even thinking about Halo 5, I had this, like, just itch to play Halo again. It's a certain experience, and it was kind of perfect that it was coming out. Maybe subconsciously I just knew it was coming out.
Yeah, that's what it was for me. As I got closer, I was like, you know what, I'm kind of in the mood for it.
Yeah, and Halo could have been, like, kind of okay, and I would have enjoyed it. And I could see it easily failing at this point at Halo 5.
Yeah.
Like, it's so... we're on 5 now, just give it up. Nobody gives a shit about Halo anymore. But it's actually... It's really
good. Does it matter that Destiny's on an upswing, too? No, that's a very Halo...
I don't know, Destiny...
Not really.
It's definitely...
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Well, in a way, yes.
I don't want to... Yeah, I don't want to train side rail. Side...
Anyways,
take us off course.
Halo is exactly what I want it to be. It's just fun to play, and I haven't really played the campaign much, so I can't really comment on it. But The multiplayer is really cool. They got things like that boost and that ground pound.
Yeah.
Which I'm just getting to use now.
You know what? I never think to use a ground pound until someone killed me with it, and it took a really long time.
Exactly.
What is it called, ground pound? Is that that's a Mario phrase, right?
I don't know if that's even what it is. Probably. Like, yeah. You jump up, and if you hold...
That's a
what Halo. Do you hold? That like, right bumper, mechanical. Maybe, or something?
Imagine you butt right bounced, like, in Mario 64, like...
No, that's back
right bumper.
Imagine in Halo, you did a backflip, and then went ass first towards the ground.
Yeah.
As a ground pound.
Yeah. No, it's cooler than that. Like, you have, like, boosters on you now.
What an awesome fucking game.
So, yeah, you have boosters on you now, so you can dodge, and, like, you can...
Oh, you can steer.
Yeah, you go, tsh, tsh, like, left
what
and
you
right.
do is, when you hold the trigger down, you get, like, a little circle that lights up, and it makes a sound, like...
Yeah, it goes, like, it's gonna... Like, you're charging up.
Exactly.
And then it, like,
wherever your circle lands,
super fast. It's like...
Wow.
So you're putting a circle on top of a guy, basically. As he moves around, you're following the circle on him like a fucking crosshair.
They copied, I don't know if they necessarily copied, but I mean...
The Titan?
It's pretty close. Like, you're playing as a Titan. Does
yeah.
it not feel
I know,
like
I know. It does. It does.
It has the shoulder
and
charge.
I,
it has
and I love
that
the Titan
pound.
In Destiny.
Yeah. It's exactly like Master Chief is a Titan from Destiny.
But I feel like it fits perfectly in the Halo universe because it's just like, okay, you're getting fucked up real bad. I'll just hit... B, and I'll just jot into the side behind this wall.
I do it all the time. It's awesome.
In forwards, backwards, sideways, it's a great like maneuver for skilled players to add to their kind of repertoire.
That's what I do, and I find that's why I'm better than a lot of people is because I'm already using, I'm implementing the game's new mechanics.
Exactly.
When they aren't.
And it takes like old Halo, and it makes an extra level of
skill.
Like expertise. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And then the ground pound's the same thing. Like, a lot of maps, there's a lot of verticals, right?
Yeah.
Every map, there's levels. Yeah. And if you get above a guy, you watch your radar and shit, you just kind of jump up and...
You could use it, and
there's
powerful.
There's two times that you hover in Halo. When you start shooting things,
I
you
hate
hover
that.
Now.
That pisses me off. It's gotten...
It, I don't it like fucks it. Me up every time. But I'm thinking, again, there's...
This is it. This is the scene.
There's skill to it.
I can't believe it took this long. Look at it.
Just Badoo's... Oh, like the... Oh...
Zoom in. You know how many people would die? Look at those fucking things. That's so many dead people, that shot. Look at this. Watch. Did you hear him? Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh my god. Everyone's going down.
That was the most genuine reaction so far in this movie.
Oh my god.
It wasn't over the top because...
See this ride we're on right now?
Terrible. You guys just laying there?
Watch this chick.
Oh, she got a cut arm.
Yeah, she cut her arm. Oh, that's where the wife is right now. In that fucking building that you just
dead.
Watched fall over.
Which one's going to slide down the building?
Ooh, TJ's got a theory.
I mean, I've seen that in movies before, so I assume they're going to do it.
In, like, Transformers?
Yeah, Transformers. Not Transformers, just Cloverfield.
Oh, did he clip an edge?
Yeah, he clipped an edge.
Titanic?
You knew he was clipping an edge. Yeah. You knew he was clipping an edge.
Just... Oh.
If there's a movie that's not gonna just like no, we can't do the clip and edge. It's too cliche. They're like, no, let's fucking clip and edge this guy.
You have to clip.
And boom! It's just the spin, like the best spin. Anyway, The Rock tells her, "You gotta get to the roof. Get to the roof." Look at that. He's on fire.
I thought this was like a PG film.
I don't know what it is, but The Rock's like, "Get to the roof." Everyone else is like, "Let's go to the floor, out of the building." So watch what happens. Alright. This is so great. Look at that fuck. Yes! How bad was it, but kind of good. Like that.
It's cool. Cool idea, just not budgeted.
Oh, it's budgeted.
So it's
low budgeted. So she gets to the roof to see... Oh, yes. It's beautiful. Look at that.
This might be cool to see in IMAX.
This, yeah, it's the fucking best. Anyway, I want to avoid saying yeah, it's the best. Boom.
Oh.
Boom.
The whole floor is falling.
One at a time.
She just fucking.
Ka-doosh, ka-doosh, ka-doosh.
Yeah, rode the roof. Remember when 9/11 fucking collapsed? She just rode the roof down to safety.
And only has red lips.
Yeah, she's got a little bloody lip.
Our nose is kind of.
You know how, like, purple and dead you'd be, like in the hospital for, like, a month and a half, maybe, if you'll live? That's how fucking beat up you'd be from that. She's got a bloody nose.
You'd be so fucking dead.
oh god, like the, like a bad fucking car accident, and like the survivor wakes up like a week later, beep, beep, for a week. That's the kind of hurt you'd get.
Oh yeah, if you didn't die.
If you didn't die, yeah.
But you would have died. Look at how high that was.
She's yeah. Oh, oh, didn't go to the ground. Oh, I just noticed that. Oh, here comes the rock on his fucking helicopter.
Dude, there she is.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I found you.
Anyway.
You should stick a sand out and then just leave her.
I thought you were going to say, just grab her with one.
Just reaches down.
Let's go for her, man.
Turns it sideways.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh. The whole building's going to catch on fire.
Rocks are on fire. Get out.
You know what? Like, she was too safe. It would have been too easy for him to grab her. So let's just light the whole building on fire.
There's got to be a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
I mean, the building collapsing is obviously done now.
Still, but don't you love the attention to detail? Like, hey, there hasn't been a crazy thing in the last 5 minutes. Let's have the whole roof catch on fire. So he can pull off this awesome maneuver. I don't know. Like a sentry mode?
Hover?
It just
hover.
Yeah.
Hover. Don't touch anything. Autopilot.
Hover. I wonder if that is a... That's a good question. Is that a real thing helicopters can do?
Now she goes, oh, there's... She just happens to be right over the elevator shaft.
How bad was that elevator shaft, by the way? This thing's coming down. I forgot about this. The building that's next to them is gonna fall on them.
Oh.
Look at how awesome that looks. Holy shit.
You're done. That's falling at, like, such a disgusting speed.
Oh, maybe it falls next to him. My bad. Still, that was nuts. Oh, there's the...
That would be covered in dust. There you go.
Run!
Because she didn't have enough incentive to run already.
Yeah, look... Oh, yes.
She stopped to watch everything happen. I'd be hauling ass nonstop.
My building's collapsing. There's a fire here. I got lots of time. Oh, wait. This building's falling down. I'm going to run.
Yeah, and Emma. Come on, girl.
I'll pull her up and see if I got her.
He's still in hover mode. The helicopter knows to avoid all the fucking, like, concussive wave of that massive skyscraper.
If that hitting the ground like a bat.
Hitting the ground like dropping a 2x4. You know how loud those slap?
But a building.
But a huge, massive building. And this thing, like, the blast. The concussive blast that would happen. No, the helicopter's on. It's the rock.
He's a good autopilot. As well.
Why is the camera shaking so much?
Okay, so in Halo.
He saved her, yeah.
Where were we?
You hover when you shoot, which I think I'll get used to. And I'll have to get, like,
I hate
again,
it,
part of the expert skill.
I don't
of,
like it.
It's because it catches you off guard. It's a useful tool.
It's something I don't want to be forced to use, but I would like to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Do it a different way. Because I want to be able to jump and pull out my
fast.
AR, but I can't.
Shoot while you escape, right?
Yeah. You can't.
Like, don't shoot unless
you're... every time I go to do that, and it doesn't happen, I'm thrown off. It fucks me up.
It
ruins, like, my... If I'm, like, moving fast, it just stops you dead.
Right. It's like you are escaping. You're jumping down away... And you want to just throw a couple of fire shots, and you're paused for, like, bait in the air.
Whoa, look at this.
Anyways, the other time you hover is when you do the R1.
Sorry.
Which is nice, because you just hover there, and you're like...
Yeah, you get to pick where you're going to shoot.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a railgun, where you line it up, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. Anticipate where the enemy will move.
Yeah.
And then... Gadoosh!
Yeah, and that's got to be so... I really haven't connected yet, but that's got to be satisfying to kill.
I haven't killed anyone either.
You know what I think is going to be... great is when everyone gets used to the lasers in Battlefront. They don't operate the same as the bullets in Battlefield. It's like, it just, and obviously they wouldn't.
You have to lead them big time.
It's a laser, not a fucking bullet, and like, it's just, it's obvious that it wouldn't feel the same, but I didn't anticipate that. It was strange.
Yeah.
Every time I fired, it didn't act like a bullet in Battlefront.
The only one that does is the actual gun.
What, the pistol?
Sniper rifle.
And the rifle. Oh, do you like the sniper rifle mechanic?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I love it. I love the infinite fucking grenades too. You don't have to be worried about like throwing them around like or
are they infinite?
It's everything one at a time, recharges.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Recharge. Yeah.
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 That fucking bullet rapes, dude. If you're a good sniper, because people were dumb and just camp. I would always play the. I didn't like the walker assault. I always played the other.
It works good in drop zone because you're close. If you get a distance, walker assault is not a one shot kill.
No.
Yeah. Which
oh really?
Well, changes I'm based on headshots though. That's why I'm
no. It's the
kills.
It's the distance.
Right. Oh yeah, that map is so weird because it's just a big empty plane. Like
I hate it.
A lot of distance kills.
I didn't like that at all.
How good was that trailer?
Really that was awesome.
Fucking it's Battlefield really trailer man. With Han Solo, like all those extra characters.
They look unbelievable, but Luke looks so bad in the actual game.
I think the Jedi move really weird.
Everything
they does. Like. Because you know how already in Battlefield, and I hate to keep comparing to Battlefield,
well,
but like
another game.
The movement is so fluid,
kind of.
Like, but sometimes. Like in order to make the movement fluid when you're moving around, jumping, going under, like going down into prone, and all that stuff, in order to make that look good and be fast, reloading your gun for it to feel right has to be so fast. And then because every player is doing it live, like they have to render. A character moving and loading their weapon that fast, going down to prone instantly.
Yep.
So it looks ugly, and I feel like that's the way the Jedi look. When they're jumping around, like, swinging their lightsabers. Like, for that to feel cool in first person, or even in that third person, it has to look pretty bad. From outside.
From the outside perspective.
Yeah.
It looks really cool, like, while you're doing it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha.
Like, how bad would fucking Mirror's Edge look?
Oh,
if the character was rendered in 3D, like...
Because you'd have to animate everything properly.
And, like, stepping on any angle.
Oh.
It'd be weird.
There's videos online of people who've taken the PC version
I've seen
and made it.
It
third person.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And it's bad.
It's so awful.
I didn't mean to...
Oh, the word I've been thinking about or trying to think about is derail. I'm like, I don't want to off-train this conversation, but derail.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you don't want to, if you want to continue on Halo, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say that I don't know. It fills a Halo-sized hole in my gaming experience, and I'm really enjoying it. I really, really, really want to do the Legendary campaign. For me, that's like I've kind of come to the conclusion that's co-op campaign. I just love, and I don't have enough of it.
Yeah,
it's a perfect experience to get on the mic. You talk about Call of Duty and doing it difficult and having checkpoints. Do that with a friend. Where like you're relying on if I die. You better be staying back a little bit and reviving me, right? And it can be up to 4 players, which is awesome. So, I think it's an awesome experience there, and I hope that me, Dan, and Tim can do it regularly.
Yeah.
And get to the campaign.
You gotta get your fucking connection going, though.
I know. That's fucked.
Hey, have you gotten ridiculously excited about Fallout 4?
Yeah.
Not a day goes by I'm not like wanting and thinking about Fallout 4. Like I wanted, like I can't play Battlefield anymore because I'm like I don't even want to play a game if it's not Fallout 4 at this point. Like it's just I'm so ridiculously excited for it.
I've got 2 days booked off now. The 10th.
Oh
and 11th.
My god, that's awesome! 2 days booked off.
I debated doing more. Yeah,
that's
not,
so amazing, TJ.
I'm not as
I'm so happy for you.
For you as you guys are, which is good. Because
I
don't like being excited for something. It seems to take forever.
This is that smart thing to get. Hey, pops the air. That
this Tuesday is 1 week away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
1 week for this Tuesday. Is this Tuesday Battle? No, that's 1 week after. Okay.
Battlefront's the 14th.
No, 17th, right?
I don't know.
Always Tuesday.
I don't know. Yeah, I heard 14th, so I don't know. Well, she's safe. I don't know.
That was a smart thing he did.
Yeah, he's a smarty guy, and now she he rescues her and saves her life.
Wouldn't the tires pop on their own prior to that? Maybe not.
No, they put a lot of pressure there.
That's true. No, the tires are.
I'm so worried about the logistics. Eh? Like, would this happen?
Well, the whole scene was based around him saving her using that technique. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god! Just windows falling.
There's
people.
So much I can pick on.
Yeah,
oh
it's not
my god! Could you imagine some of the gashes and shit you would see in people? With the glass was just falling from the sky like that.
Oh my god! Jesus Christ!
He got fucked up.
Yeah, imagine that's how you died. Just that.
You guys ever watch the Final Destination movies?
Yeah,
there's one where a guy gets destroyed by a glass pane.
Oh,
just pink mist at that point. That would happen. That would be real.
Ugh! Why are you talking about that?
We should watch it.
Really, I'm good with really fast gore. You know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That got real in my head. A pink mist.
Yeah.
Oh my god! You
break down to the molecular level. What causes that?
It's like
it's a glass plane, and you're like that would be real.
Well, yeah.
You think that would happen?
No, there's things big enough falling would crush people to a pulp and just
like. Yeah. Okay.
There'd just be guts.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
There's a video online. I don't know if it's real. Of like some guy just walking in the street in a glass pane that were doing a building. He just missed it. Just missed it. I'm like, is that fucking real? Like, it smashed right beside him. It actually hit and skinned him and, like, stunned him.
Oh, my God.
It was like an airbag kid walking down the street.
It's horrible.
This is, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago.
I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. I was going to change the subject, but now I'm just horrified.
Well, that's a good reason to change the subject.
Oh, hey. This is what I was going to say. Don't you think by this point in the movie you're like, that must have been the biggest scene. That must have been the biggest one. How are they going to top that?
It just gets bigger. What comes now? The wave? Does a giant wave come in?
Yeah, I was telling you about the wave, right? All I said was that there was a wave.
I don't remember you saying
I didn't tell you the wave story.
No.
There's a wave.
That's what I just guessed. I'm like, if there was an earthquake, I'm like, the wave's coming.
Yeah, there is a wave coming. Media Lab, watch this. Okay, who wants an A in Giamatti's playing his A game. How to save lives by hacking
media outlets. He looks like a fucking rapist. Sweet bro, get your laptop,
let's go. They're trying to make him like hip.
Sweet bro.
They're pushing the hipness up in this one.
I don't like it.
No. A lot of people are hurt. But yeah, there's a wave. Look at you see those?
Yeah.
Titties?
Shadow just right.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Oh, and because her dad is the Rock, she knows how to like hack fucking walkie talkies. See, she's gonna call daddy. He'll come.
Fire and rescue doesn't make any sense.
LA Fire and Rescue, man. He's
so
like,
I know how to fucking do radio shit.
He's. No, she knows how to do the radio shit.
But her explanation of how she knows is because her dad is fire and rescue.
Fire and rescue. You gotta fucking... Yeah. He's also a hobbyist with all things related to fire and rescue. Including making your own... Look at... Watch what she's looking for. Got it. How long was that search, eh? Like, there's gotta be a phone line somewhere. She goes to the phone...
Traces it back.
Like, fucking look at the wall, man. It's a business. The phone jacks are right behind the phone.
Turn this dial?
Yeah, and now she's talking to her mom, who's also in the helicopter, because the Rock rescued her, the only survivor of that huge earthquake, remember?
Yeah, no, I remember. Why was he in the helicopter, by the way?
Because he's the Rock.
Rescuing. Oh, okay.
Buddy, he's in all things in this movie. All different kinds of crafts. I'm with them right now. Crafts. You left her?
We're coming to get you.
Imagine this movie instead of like Transporter was called Craftsman.
What?
Because he's good at all different kinds of crafts. Oh, like crafts. Sea, air. I'm pretty sure he drives a car. Like,
I can't wait to see what he does with water.
Yeah, you think he's good in the air?
You should see him in the water.
Buddy, TJ, you don't even know. You're in for a treat, my friend.
All right.
Anyway, she hacked a fucking phone, and now she's talking to The Rock.
We'll explain later, okay, honey? I love you.
How are you together?
See that smile I gave her? He's hideous.
You think so?
Women love him.
He's such a charming guy, though. Like he's got
like a great
this is
smile.
His least charming role. Like he, this is the only time he's not like being funny. Head,
yeah.
Whoa.
I heard fuck words.
Had a girl.
Remember we used to bang.
Yeah, that's the mother of his two children.
Xbox controller.
Yeah, I saw it. It was like right in the center of the screen. Would you like to call your family? Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Who's he calling?
I don't know.
Do you imagine the fags running through the street in San Francisco? That picture, like, the gay parade that they have. Because it just had all the people in the streets. Just imagine them all, like, in gay costume. San Francisco.
Oh my god. Look at this building.
Oh no!
Just get down, you fool.
Goodbye.
Just killed that guy.
Yeah, he did. Get out of my way!
So, hold on. Do you really think a building falling over would cause that?
Yeah.
Like a debris storm shooting horizontally across the sky.
Yeah.
Enough to take people out.
If a skyscraper fell? Or just a building?
That building.
Just like a cement. I don't know, 5, 6 story?
I think it would send you flying.
It would send a debris storm.
Yeah.
Horizontally through the air. Like, that's chunks of concrete.
Yeah, I think it would do.
You know how much wind you'd need to lift a chunk of concrete?
Yeah, I think that would happen.
You're kidding me. There's no way that would happen.
Like, if you were a half a block away,
you'd lift concrete off the ground.
It's not that. It's shooting out, and it's flying far. Like, it hits the ground, the impact... Yeah,
I'm with Joe.
You know how gravity pulls bullets down? It'll pull the concrete straight down.
I'm not talking chunks the size of fucking cars.
That's what took that guy out. That was a fucking piece of concrete the size of his head.
No, that wouldn't happen. But if a skyscraper fell and you were a half a block away from where it hit the ground, would you get hit with debris? You would get fucking destroyed.
That was like a field.
But not,
like
it wasn't horizontal a block and a half later.
Like, it was still cooking. Like, after it took that guy out, it was still cooking down the road.
Oh, yeah. That's...
A little egregious.
Absolutely. But yeah.
Oh yeah, he fucking wing caps it.
He has a gearbox failure.
He's got a gearbox failure.
Auto rotate down.
I got to auto rotate down. I got a gearbox failure.
Oh
shit! And look what he does. He wing caps it. Here we go. Why is this in the movie? Like, this doesn't serve any purpose but showing him show off. Like, they could have just landed and the story would be the exact same.
Because it wants to show that he almost destroyed his helicopter, but he landed it safely, kind
of. No, there was a little woman in a fucking wheelchair there, and he pulled the fucking yoke.
Why was there pop tripping on his head?
They're both okay. It's the lubricants from the... Oh, it's gasoline.
Because gas comes out of the ceiling.
Or what is oil or something. He's like, we gotta get out of here. Look at this guy. Sorry, I really don't want to get into the habit of just describing what's happening. Whoa.
That would happen.
Yeah.
Looting?
This is, yeah.
Looting would absolutely happen.
He just crashed his helicopter in that fucking Ray's outdoors.
And now he's just, I'm out.
Now he's a cop, all of a sudden. Remember when he was just a helicopter pilot and a
Marine?
Ex-Marine?
Just fire.
He's dressed like a fucking cop.
He's just wearing a fire shirt.
That's an awesome shirt.
What's he gonna land on the vet?
Oh, the stocking vet. Up TVs.
I fucking knew there was a car in this too.
He's good on the road?
Land, sea, yeah.
Land, sea, and air.
Land, sea, and air. He's crafting them all. Craftsman. Dan. This scene is specifically for you.
Why me?
This is the only time I think there should be silence.
I've been eating that truck.
Not today. Not today.
And what do we say to the bald man?
Not today.
Yeah.
He just stole his truck. What a dickhead. Well, I don't want to kill this lady, but... taking your TVs. Oh, there they go.
Yeah, but they're looters.
Why steal a looter's truck? Why not hotwire another truck?
Because...
Smash a window.
Oh, yeah, if you can hotwire a car.
No, it was already...
You know what?
Oh, it's because it was open. He didn't want to smash a window.
Buddy, he saw the four-wheeler, and he's like, I'm going to be treading some treacherous grounds.
He pulled on a truck door handle and said, nope, not locked.
So the next truck.
Unlocked.
Oh, you're saying if he's going to hotwire a car, why not just smash the window and steal it? Because then he wouldn't have got the gun pulled on him, and he wouldn't have been able to beat that guy's ass. Giamatti's going on TV.
Yeah, but then he'd have a bloody arm. He'd be badass. He'd be blood dripping down at the rest of the movie.
Like John McClane.
Yeah.
He had a bloody foot. This is that hotshot reporter that was at the beginning of the movie, like just wanting to bang them. Now she's gotten all serious.
Oh, yeah. In
the she's the Taleone of Deep Impact.
How bad is Deep Impact?
It's really weird. Like the whole movie is played completely for like compassion and like heartwarming stories about like the mother and father that got affected, all those astronauts had like children and backstories, and there was like an older astronaut who had landed on the moon before, and the younger guys didn't like him, so because they thought he was just like a publicity stunt, and like it was for the young guys to be on this mission.
What are we talking about right now?
Deep Impact. Okay, stories. I'm thinking about Armageddon, right?
Deep Blue Sea.
No, Deep Impact.
I've seen the wrong movie. So I'm like, where are you going with this?
Where are sharks? Where are the sharks in this? I really thought he'd say something about sharks by now.
Yeah, he didn't.
But he kept going. Hold on. What movie are we talking about?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, but it's played so serious, and like it's not even an action movie. Like Morgan Freeman as the president in that movie is no joke.
Really?
He's dead serious. Like the whole time. It's like one of the best Morgan Freeman performances I've ever seen. Anyway, yeah, it's not this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is more Armageddon, which is amazing.
Whoa.
Oh, are you offended by that?
Armageddon is terrible, isn't it?
I
promise you,
amazing.
Go back and watch it as if is Armageddon? This sand. Yeah,
I have watched Armageddon.
Bruce Willis is shooting at Ben Affleck with a shotgun through that fucking oil field. Like,
it's awesome.
While country music plays in the background, yeah. And like, oh my god,
he's not shooting to kill.
Remember the fucking?
You seriously think it's as good as Armageddon?
Him and Steve. Case. The fucking astronauts are Steve Buscemi, Owen Wilson, Vin Rames, I think it is, or is it Michael Clark Duncan?
I don't know.
I think it's M.
First of all,
CL.
That movie came out at a time when that was perfectly acceptable.
MCD.
Dude, okay, this is a fucking 50% Rotten Tomatoes. That movie's probably like 90.
Yeah, because I don't know. For good reason. Buddy,
that movie was just right in its time. It just holds up better than this movie was.
He's like, nah, fuck those guys. Wow, so you hold Armageddon up that high.
Armageddon is a great movie.
Oh, man.
I can't believe you disagree.
Well, I don't know, dude. Like
Armageddon's a classic. It's like it's a timeless movie.
Are you thinking of Apollo 13?
No, Armageddon, dude. It's cheesy. Sure? It's definitely cheesy. But you know it's like the cheesy from the time it was made, and it's not over the top. Like, it's only slightly over.
Whoa, sorry. Jesus.
It's an acceptable amount of cheesy.
Oh, I turned it up so we wouldn't hear Dan peeing. Listen to that fucking bass. Dan's pee bass. What kind of fucking rig you got, buddy?
Are they gonna make a ramp?
No. Dan?
What? What?
Do you have like an awesome dick?
What?
That was a deep bass.
It's a good dick.
You know what? I think it's the height to the floor, like the height of the dick off the floor. So like the water probably. That's coming out
that
has a chance to spread fire. Spray fire.
I have an okay dick though.
So it's not anything special. If I went on a stool and pissed, it would make the same nice probably. Bassy sound.
You attribute to, I think Mandy made that joke here at this probably the same spot.
What are you talking about? Oh, your deep piss?
Mandy was like
a deep tone?
She said something like, does he have like a huge dick or something? I think, I
swear to God. How would you know?
Because Mandy said it when I was here and I came out and Chad was like, no, it's the height. It was exactly
the same. There's no way this conversation's happened before.
It has, here.
And that was Mandy Malosh
yeah,
for anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And she heard it. I'm telling you.
And said he must have a big dick.
She asked like something like
that. I believe it. I don't even know. Like I can't. I don't want to say anything mean or rude. I feel like I'm going down that path, kind of.
No.
I don't want to, right? I'm not sounding like I am.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just got really paranoid because we were talking about one of our significant others all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I'm freaking out. That's all.
I think
Sorry. That
was like before they were even... Chad and her were even dating, though.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm thinking... Like, I'm not...
And Chad was here, though, because I think he commented after... Or I just completely
hey,
made that up in my mind.
So listen... You saw the truck scene. He didn't tread over any treacherous territory, so I was completely wrong and off base about that. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. So he's okay. Not great by
He did stop really quickly, though. But the guy who rescued him had a fucking aviator cap on. He's like, where'd you get that cap? The next scene, he's in the plane.
Come on.
Yeah. Now The Rock can fly planes, too. Like, I feel like if you're a helicopter pilot, like, it's a very specific...
It is. It definitely
training
is.
Curve. Like...
They I'm sure work. You can fly they, planes, too. I don't find it that ridiculous.
If you can fly a helicopter, you know how to fly a plane as well? I mean, it's probably easier. I mean, Harrison Ford flies planes.
One goes up, and you maneuver it by leaning, and the other one goes straight. Like, it's
no, I know. I know they're
But
different.
I feel like if you can fly a helicopter, you've already flown planes first.
You see, this... I agree
oh,
with his
you're
point.
Saying because it's a level
yeah,
higher.
I agree with his point, but I also agree with your point. Like... You can't just
They are two different disciplines, but I'm right there with you.
Yeah, you probably start doing flying lessons with somebody, and then you fly by yourself.
I don't know if that's true necessarily, but the logic is, you know, it's probable.
You know what's really weird when, like, you've got, like, a great actor and they can also sing really great? It's like, you got two? Or,
also
like,
what?
A fucking sing? Athlete that, like oh. Michael Jordan played fucking in the NBA and then
MLB,
played
and
then
terrible.
Major League Baseball.
He's really bad at baseball, though.
Yeah, there are some. There was another one like that played baseball and football. I think
it was good in both.
Yeah, he was good in both.
That'd be awesome.
And it was like you played two sports. Like you're that good at both of those. Fucking Tung Bache could have been in the NBA or the NFL. He's that good at both sports.
I don't think he made the NFL.
He made the NFL.
No,
very limited. He was on the Buffalo Bills or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, probably like. I don't know how football works, but like a low seat or something like that.
Yeah, he was like a reserve.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Maybe I don't... Yeah, but he was good at basketball, too.
Yeah, he was good at basketball.
Anyway, there's just people who have multiple options.
He also...
And it's like, how are you that good at two things?
Like an OFSAR or like something that... Or like a county record for...
Speed?
Yeah.
Just running.
Running.
Well, oh, yeah, like he was also the fastest guy in the Tri-County area.
In, like, a long, long time. Like, he set records for speed in the 100-meter dash. And
I remember that.
Dash. Yeah, that guy's fucking crazy fast. Man. I played... He was in my gym class, and we played football. No fucking
scary.
Way.
That's
I seen him... I played football with him on the field and seen how fast he can run. It's disgusting.
Holy shit.
Him and... remember Joe Farelli?
No.
He was like a big Italian kid who looked like he was 30 when we were in grade 9. No, for real. We did grade 8 orientation. I'm not even playing. Everybody, like, you had all these kids who, like, were, like, prepubescent. Like, barely looked like they had even hit puberty at all. And this kid has a full fucking, like, stubble beard like yours.
Wow.
But black Italian guy. And he's sitting, I'm like, why are you here? Like, just joking, talking to everyone. He's like, same reason you're here. And I'm like, you're fucking 30.
God, get held back much?
No. You know,
when you said his name, too, I was like, the older kid.
Yeah, he's not.
Radio, I was like,
there was
oh,
also
that's the
kid.
Older kid.
There was also
no,
a kid,
he wasn't.
Kid Rock that went to our high school. You know who I'm talking about. You've seen Kid Rock.
The guy who works at Bullseye?
Nope. No, that's just... are you kidding me? You don't remember Kid Rock from high school? Are you serious? This guy was exactly Kid Rock. Like, he had long, thin, blonde hair.
Barry Kelly's friend?
I don't know. He was always older. I thought he was like 30. Like,
I think
it's like he did drugs
Barry
and
Kelly's
shit
friend.
All the time.
Yeah,
he did drugs
I don't know. I don't even. I don't know if we're thinking of the same guy.
It's Kid Rock. No, you're thinking of the rocker guy. This guy was skinny.
Barry Kelly's friend.
Whatever. Chad knows who Kid Rock is.
Yeah, Chad needs to be here. She's still looking good. Yeah, like she injured.
Boom! That face. She looks like. A doll, almost. It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is there any other unrelated? Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, high school.
Yeah, tongue. Luke Wilson is went to Villanova and he plays on the Seahawks and has had touchdowns in the NFL.
Didn't they win twice?
He won a Super Bowl his rookie season.
Didn't they win twice in a row?
They lost the next year. It was like the worst play of all time. Oh, yeah.
That was them losing?
They went for a fucking throw pass from the 1 yard line and missed.
I remember that. And, like, I remember seeing that
live. It was, like, intercepted or something. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was huge. It still is huge. That was them losing, eh?
Yeah.
Luke Wilson. Yeah. Successful people. That's cool.
Yeah, I looked online. I was like, what does that kid make? What's his salary?
Oh, shit.
And he was, like, one of the lowest paid people on the team. And it was $586,000.
Yeah. Professional athletes, man. Like, that's the...
He's a low-paid professional athlete, and he made $500,000 from his rookie season.
I think the lowest you can get paid in the NHL is $250,000.
And football's way bigger.
Yeah, yeah. NHL is really baseline.
Football, you have to spend, like...
Are you okay for
$90 million to $120 million or some shit on your whole roster? Did you know that?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
As an owner of a team, you have to spend, there's like a minimum.
A minimum?
Cap. A minimum of a certain amount of $1 million. You're talking average like $3 million per player or some shit.
That's crazy.
Someone was telling me this at my work. Everyone's fucking football.
There are people
it's only divided like, by the players?
There are people who make like over staff 10 million. And all that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Quarterbacks make ridiculous.
It's your salary, it's your minimum salary. It may be other things too. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's ridiculous. It's just crazy that there's a minimum.
Yeah.
So they're in the air. Well,
I'll wait for... it's fun to play. I'll wait for TJ to get back to step out.
We're just going to leave a plane?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we can keep talking. There's no reason we have to stop talking.
No, but I mean, when we go outside?
Oh, no, not step out. I meant step away, just to put some stuff away.
I thought we were going out.
Step away to put away. Oh, you can, or we can. What time is it?
9:42.
Still pretty early.
Yeah, but then I got another, like, 2 hours of gym before I want to drive home.
I'm fine doing that. Once we go outside, we should probably stay out there, though. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not ready to do that.
Alright.
But does that sound like a plan, though, right?
We don't have anything to burn.
There's lots of sticks.
It's wet as fuck.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess we can't do that. You got, gasoline.
We could... I mean, if you want to try and burn twigs.
No, yeah.
It'll be an unsuccessful burn. And I don't want to get all dirty.
Oh, yeah, good day.
Jacket.
Well, that's fine. did you just hit a wall? Like, you want to cap this thing?
No.
Oh, you want to continue and that's...
I want to go jib and continue and then they give me at least another 2 hours to jib.
Well, what should we do with TJ? What do we do with this guy?
They laugh about
he just drinks the booze.
Yeah, but we're in the middle of an episode here.
Oh, no, we're not going to leave in the middle of the episode to go re-jib.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Like, how do we do
that? I thought that's what you were talking about at first. That's the only reason I referenced it.
Yeah, so now you're talking about turning the episode off, turning the movie off.
What happened to the plane?
It just jumped out of it.
They just jumped out of it. The plane's going into the fucking ground, man. There's nothing to break.
Oh, it turns out he doesn't know how to fly planes?
No, this was on purpose.
He's also really good at skydiving.
Why?
Because
he's the Rock.
No, why? Why? That was the plane plan, was to get up high and jump down?
I don't know. All right. That's a good question. Yeah, why wouldn't you? Oh, because there's nowhere to land and the plane was running out of fuel. He said it, actually.
So yeah. As a pilot, he didn't think about landing.
Look at his... He's
telling her what to do with her arms and shit.
Yeah. And he's flying that thing.
He's a commander-in-chief, man. He knows what he's doing. He's going to land right in the middle of that baseball field, isn't he?
Yeah, perfectly.
I bet it crumbles.
He saw his good, like a soft landing, a nice baseball field.
Is this going to be Batman Dark Knight? What is it? Rises?
Yeah.
Batman Dark Knight? Look at
Batman Dark Knight Rises.
Look at the size of him.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Perfect landing.
What up, titties? Want to bang it?
Yeah. He may as well have said that.
What up, titties? You want to bang it?
We can't pause both. That's the issue here. We're doing a commentary.
No, we'll go after we're done. This movie cannot be much longer.
I mean, you can pause both if you really want to.
You do. You know what? I don't know. He's right.
Pause.
When he's right, he's right.
All
right,
TJ wants us to rejib.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, intermission. Unless you want to listen to TJ quietly watching this movie.
TJ, you gonna
pause both?
TJ, talk about Halo. Just TJ telling the microphone. Oh, good Halo is.
I got this one kill last night. It was a double. It's terrible.
I guess that's what he's saying.
Kind of true.
I don't like drinking anymore. Poops.
Badness is nostalgic.
I mean, I don't hate booze. I love beer. Yeah. Joe made me that vodka water, and I can't enjoy it.
I'm not a big fan of vodka water. Especially
I wouldn't mind
lemon.
A little bit of that. Is there much that's in there? Oh, that's Dan's, eh?
It's all yours now, brother.
Yep.
I'm gonna.
I only had like a sip.
All right, what's happening here?
Well, the good news is the good news is I don't think the listener really had to pause the movie. I think it's pretty tight.
Yeah. What's the worst? We get out of sync 4 seconds?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
exactly.
It wasn't
even that tight to begin with.
Oh, my God. His gash. Yeah. He got a gash.
He's dead.
Dan, get back over here.
Who's dead? That kid?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, those buildings
are going down. He's got a 2-inch gash. He's dead.
I've had a 2-inch gash. I wasn't dead.
Look at, there's more of them. They're falling over all over the place, these things.
That one's leaning on that one.
Oh, yeah. And every single building is its own little close-up. Look, oh.
That's actually
the pipes.
Cool.
Oh, holy jeez.
Oh. I wonder how much each one of these, cost.
It's just a building splitting into.
If you had to put how much
look at this fucking thing go. Boom.
The whole bridge just rocks.
Anyway, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, your edit could be all the fucking destruction. 20-minute.
Not even.
Destruction.
Oh. Oh yeah, I forgot about this fucking part.
Good job, buddy.
He's just a bum running around. Get to the building, get to the side of the building. They just know to listen to him. Come on.
Why the stadium even?
Because it's got a roof.
Yeah, you don't know why yet, but you just know he's The Rock and you should listen to him.
Alright.
Here we go!
Guy at the side of the road? Fuck him. This girl? No. I got you.
You gotta rescue the black chick.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, who's gonna? You know what I mean?
That's true.
This day and age. It's crazy.
White guy at the side of the road fends for himself, though.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Brace for impact!
Oh.
It's over.
Yeah.
Credits roll.
Earthquake's done. Buddy.
Rock saves 10 people. He's a hero.
He's a hero. What are you talking about? You don't think he's that? Somebody who did that is like a modern day hero.
You know what's funny?
He just saved all those lives.
If they would have put a cape on him or something, or a costume,
they would have been fine where they're standing.
I wouldn't have second guessed any of it.
Well, I'm not second guessing him. He's just awesome.
We wouldn't even have teased it if that was Captain America. Because it's The Rock.
Yeah.
No, okay. We do. Fucking Superman at the end of the movie. Oh, save these two kids. Meanwhile, the fucking destruction.
Yeah,
it's the exact same
thing.
I think
the comparison to Captain America is more appropriate than to The Rock and Superman.
No, but Superman, we specifically chastised.
Like, she's getting wet over, the lives that he's saving.
Oh, fuck.
It's the wrinkles in his forehead.
Yeah, she just wants, that D.
So bad.
Remember she was fucking somebody else at the beginning of this movie?
Yeah, now his D is the nicer D.
Yeah.
You
she realizes that Rock's D is the D. She wants all over it. She even unbuttoned her top one more button. She's putting it on. She's putting it on for The Rock right now. Look at that fucking screen cap.
She got her heels on still?
Yeah, but she's not the hero. The Rock fucking carries her around everywhere.
She landed with The Rock.
What
heels.
Is he saying?
Who cares?
Look at that face.
How did we get through that?
Something serious.
Oh, the daughter's on the other side of it.
No way.
Don't worry. I know how to fucking ride a boat. I know how to drive a boat, too.
Don't worry, I know how to ride a boat.
That's how they're going to get to her. Oh!
That is a hell of a gash.
Yeah, you're like, I've had a 2-inch gash. You guys get a 2-inch gash, so what?
That ain't no 2-inch gash. Oh,
she's
bust
gotta,
him out.
Yeah, she's gonna take...
He's taking a shit. So look like you're taking the biggest shit of your life. That's what you're gonna look like right now, okay? Act.
Bust him out. She knows how to save him because she's so educated and The Rock's daughter. Oh, this is so gross.
Oh, just fucking do it, lady.
It was so like, it just.
No, it's fine. She pulled that little piece of glass out.
Do you know how bad that thing would bleed if you didn't do anything and just started walking? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Getting your heart rate up?
That thing is, you're bleeding out, man. That's a big cut.
Yeah.
That piece of glass was like the size of half my forearm. And it's just in his thigh. Dude, that's a big cut. Like, you're in trouble.
Yeah. No, he's just walking around.
Do you think you can run with me through the city now? Yeah.
These guys are still...
I do think that this movie is semi-serious.
Giamatti's face is stuck in that position the whole movie.
Look, it gets worse with Giamatti. It does.
Like despair?
Yes.
The deeper despair.
It goes so... Dan! It's coming. Yes.
Is there a train scene after this one?
Did you turn it up?
Is there a train scene? That's the sequel.
I mean, oh,
so what else is left? Like, what other craft?
Hovercraft,
dirt bikes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Motorcycle,
skateboard.
Imagine just doing kickflips and fucking Smith grind down a handrail and saving a kid from suicide. It could have been the cat or the crime.
Yeah, it's a combination. Oh fuck! Watch. He's like, he's the only one who knows.
Oh. Here comes the wave.
Oh, shit. Wow. I can't believe it. You know how hard it would be to find keys to a boat?
Maybe they were just
I think boat. You'd be surprised.
What do you think? They're in the dash? Like a car? Like
keys in my boat? I've never left the ignition. Every time I go on someone else's boat, they're hidden somewhere. It's not like cars.
Yeah.
I was almost going to criticize, like, how the fuck? Whose boat is that?
The size of her boobs compared to her waist.
Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah.
Skinny
that's
girls.
Like, that's like a video game.
Yeah, skinny girls don't got no titties that big. But she does.
She's not even wearing a bra on there, and they're like that.
That's not a bra. No, there's a bra. There has to be some type of bra.
I think so.
Those things were saggy baggies in the. Yeah.
They'd be defying gravity otherwise.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was trying to point out. See that freighter on this? That down fucking. Oh Jesus.
Saggy baggies.
Holy shit!
I see Interstellar. It. Really, you see it?
That's a wave, the size of the wave in Interstellar.
And he's gonna go over it in a fucking pontoon boat. It's as high as the bridge. It's over the height of the bridge.
Yeah, that's massive.
How is everyone just... I'm going to just drive into it.
I don't know.
Because you have to get over it. You it's can't like surfing. Have it crash on you.
So they just all know to like drive towards the wave?
Yeah, people would drive away.
Apparently...
But that's what you got to do. You got to go before it
Look
caps.
At the fucking like yachts that are going into that thing.
I do love that there's
Look
tons
this.
Of boats around.
Yeah, that's cool. They're vertical. There's no way you could craft water like that. Just a vertical wall of water?
It's going to fall backwards, right?
There, that boat fell backwards.
That does happen, though.
They don't go straight up
not that
for this long.
No, not that high.
Come on!
To the clouds, absolutely not.
Like, this guy's going over vert right now. He's upside down. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Quam, 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 quam.
Are you kidding me? You can't just make a turn like that at the end.
Now he's going horizontal on a vertical wall of water. Wow, those things are fucking heavy.
Metal Gear.
That's all I see. Yeah. Oh, he's just dodging.
In a boat.
On a vertical wall.
That was
no,
cool.
He's over it at this point.
No, he's not. He now he looks back at it. Oh, he is over it, eh?
He's at the top. It's about to, like,
look at
capsize.
That.
Or
a massive freighter full of sea cans. Uh-oh.
Oh!
Look at that thing.
A freighter takes out the Golden Gate Bridge.
In a massive, massive wave. Bigger than Interstellar.
Look at how much water is rushing.
That is... Oh, these... No, you're... Sorry, old people. Why were they walking away from it? It's like...
Oh, we have big defeat.
We better go. Oh, that's so sweet. Nice big hug. All these people... Jesus Christ. That's a scary death.
Yeah. People in Taiwan and shit? Japan? Maybe? Who the fuck gets hit by, like, crazy hurricanes and there's always massive deaths? Which Asian country is it?
I think it's... Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're talking about. It's like fucking China or something.
There's always...
There's always massive earthquakes and waves.
Yeah. Many people die. Like, shit gets flooded out. Send the tsunami fucking relief support to this number, please. It's like, fuck off. No, nobody does it. Except for the people who are, like, boast about it.
Yeah, so, yeah. Just wild. Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Probably
heard. You've seen a lot of... Whoa. Jesus Christ.
What is the hair doing, though? Oh, my God. Look, that's a gap.
Oh, yeah. What building is this?
Oh, it's the mom's... Remember the mom was banging somebody else? This is, like, his building that he was, like, was the architect of. The tallest in San Andreas or something.
And they went to the...
They wanted to get
20th floor.
Yeah, they the Rock told them to get to high ground. So she's getting to the highest ground a possible, dude. That fucking building that's resting on another building. Oh my god, she's in that. Jeez. I feel like this is worse than, like, a podcast. Like, listen to me talk. Not, like, a podcast is one thing, but now it's just listen to me talk over this movie.
Yeah. We stopped talking and actually started just watching now. Thanks for listening.
No, we hit some good topics so far.
I think we've been almost nonstop.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. I think we got lucky.
Whoa! This is like my design. I was like, "This is the experience."
We were peppering things in, and this doesn't require a lot of attention.
Yeah, it's perfect, right?
Yeah,
I guess talking about it for 3 weeks. This guy, I'm trying to tell you,
no, it's bad. I'm not saying the movie's good.
Look at all the people he's running over. Are you thinking it's people or just debris?
I'm talking about the podcast.
Fuck, I thought it was like bodies.
Oh, it's just
pucking,
would have to be
fucking through it. It's a 300 boat, though, so... I mean, the ones that can...
300 horses.
Yeah, they can ride upward, up a vertical wall.
Yeah.
For several minutes, and then dodge freighters.
Where is she, Ray?
She's a smart girl.
How could you think your daughter's still alive?
She's a smart girl.
I better just... We're gonna find her. Are you fucking kidding me?
Buddy.
Rock, how do you go...
He's gotta save her.
How do you go from doing... painting game and do this?
Money, and you probably fucked.
The Rock has never turned down a movie in his
probably
life.
He fucked the Dario so many times while they were filming this.
No, he didn't. He's married.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's happily married.
She's gonna treat the wound. Anyway.
I don't need this scene. Skip it. I don't care what happens to any of these characters except for her. They can die. She gets really dead.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, who cares about this guy?
I love
you. He's not charming.
He looks like he has Down syndrome.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't kiss
him down. Yeah, well, Down syndrome boy's got fucking D'Addario locked up. Oh, here's the little brother. Hard penis.
Lon's going to love her.
Oh, Jesus.
Mom's going to love her. Shut up, you little shit. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, we're watch him to kiss this girl. Leave. Fucking little fag.
Tell me he wouldn't have kept going. Like, I'm gonna fuck this chick right now.
Yeah.
That's what I would be thinking. Like, what the fuck?
Why not?
We're gonna dissect.
I have blood shoot out of his leg while he's fucking going.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I completely forgot he had a wound.
Quite the wound.
A fatal wound. Like,
this is so fake.
Look at what he's swimming through. Boating through.
It's the fakest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, it's bad.
We're almost done. We're almost done.
So he was flying before, and now he's trotting nice and slow.
Well, they're no longer on the vertical wall. He can go whatever speed he wants.
No, just there. He was like...
Oh, he slowed down.
Yeah.
He got a feeling. I would, too.
Spidey sense.
It's my D'Addario sense. She's near.
What's he even looking at now? Maybe she said this is debris over here.
No, he said she's smart girl, she'll get the high ground. So now he's floating around the tallest buildings.
There's no buildings around him. He's looking...
It's not that bad. It is that bad.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's floating around the tallest building he's looking for because he knows she'll be in one of them. Because she's a smart girl. Oh, laser pointer.
They're so far away that would like...
Laser pointers are pretty good, dude.
No, it would make it that far. I'm just saying like the subtle movements would... That right there is like...
Yeah, it's just...
It's like a mile wide.
Found her.
And it would be this big for the fucking distance, but.
Come on.
That's okay.
Not that far.
I can live with that.
I've seen worse things.
Those two jiggling across the way.
Look at his fucking muscles jiggling. Look, just. Next time you see him, look at his muscles. Look at that. Look at the size of his muscle next to her head. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh.
That would hurt.
Yeah, that would fucking hurt.
In your eyes?
Everything.
Face? Yeah.
You're hitting everything.
She better be bloody after that.
Yeah, that would hurt. Remember when you used to like actually get hit by stuff and you're like, oh. You took something like that like the wrong way these days, like you're out.
It was pushed, all that glass got pushed into them, right? Like,
oh yeah.
Like if I rolled my ankle on a kickflip today. It'd probably hurt for 3 months.
It might.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, remember when it was fine the next day? You're just back skating again. Oh, I had to stop skating yesterday, but I'm back.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even stay off of it.
No.
How often, when you're learning how to fucking do flip tricks, are you rolling that front ankle?
I did it so many times. My ankles are still bad from skating.
I don't do that anymore. But, yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but like, you kick and then you flatten your feet out. That's how you catch the board.
Well, remember Dave's down the stairs? Oh my God. Dave just kicked it down a four stair and landed with like
his toe
pulled. His toe was on the ground and his ankle went like this. Like, on video, we just kept watching it in slow motion. Just,
oh, Dave!
It was like really bad. And then he's just in agony. Rolling on the ground while bang.
Probably hurts every time he watches the video.
That's on the master tape. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, just slow motion. Just.
Dude, that tape would be so many laughs right now.
Yeah, it would be, but.
I need to get a hold of Rob Bugner for that reason.
VHS tape, make some copies. We'd all have to buy VCRs. Actually, just one person should buy
it. There's got to be a way to record VCR onto, like, digital.
There is.
TJ knows of this.
I got.
Yeah, you know what device. You do? You hold your phone up to the TV at the perfect angle and you film it on your phone.
You could.
It'd be the same quality.
Maybe better.
It might be better. Look at that.
Oh my god. That's the only reason she's cast.
Yes.
They could make her the new Lara Croft, and I guess it's going to happen.
Proportionally, she's got
one of bad things.
She's supposed to play Lara Croft?
No, but I'm guessing
she would make
that
a
before
good
I don't know, the end of
her life.
Yeah.
Do you remember how long ago he jumped into the water?
Wasn't it? Yeah, 4 minutes now underwater, right?
He found her. Oh my god, this is so crazy. Oh.
It's a panic when I'm underwater for 10 seconds.
A panic.
Like, he doesn't know where he's going to find the next piece of air. He's in no panic.
He doesn't know.
He's just going. Oh, fuck. Working up. Yeah.
Every time he goes under,
he just let out half the air in his lungs.
You know what he's got? He's got enough time to think, I'm going to need to go up for air soon. Now is when I start looking for air.
Okay.
But that's like
5 minutes.
Yeah, but for me, 10, 12 seconds max, and it's like... Oh my god, this is fucking crazy. Try to picture going through this with your child.
Yeah.
Oh. That's insanity. Oh, Dan, I don't know if you figured out because we were talking about other stuff, but their other daughter drowned. Do you remember that? There was that clip to like a rapids. That was the Dario's sister dying while the rock was with her and she drowned.
Oh, and he just continued his life?
That's why they divorced, because he couldn't handle it.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I missed like a lot of the movies.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching.
Oh, I hated that like little exposition that I thought I needed to put in there. I had to just explain it. But yeah, they're still underwater. And the building is sinking.
What the fuck, man? It just doesn't stop.
It's like you're fatigued. Like,
what a bad day for these guys.
Yeah, rough day they're going through.
Like, not only did all of their whole city just get fucking destroyed and half the people they know, if not more, are dead. But I mean, like, what an exhausting day. It just keeps coming.
For The Rock, especially. Remember how his day started? That little girl in the car.
What a
he rescued her.
What a day.
And then she probably died 2 hours later when the big fucking quake hit. Just like the rest of the city. Yeah. He's just dropping people off like, I'm glad you're safe. And... Oh my god.
I would just go with her. If that was happening, I would just go.
Oh my god.
Boop, 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 boop.
She's breathing in water into her lungs. What a performance by Daddario.
That would be fucking disgusting to watch. She's dead already. She already filled her lungs with water.
Okay, yeah, but how... This is the best part. If he's gonna rescue her, how much time does he have?
None. She's already dead. Now he's kicking a door off.
He wasted a lot of time fucking just...
No, don't die.
Do you think that was real time? Or was it slow motion?
No, it was real time.
That was real time, right? So that was probably 2 minutes since she drowned.
No, we're at 25 seconds.
25 seconds? Okay, but she's...
Way too much.
I think you can...
She hasn't got oxygen in her body.
Remember Baywatch, man? That fucking shit tricked me.
40 seconds.
They would bring people in.
Look at this. Oh, okay, yeah. Talk about Baywatch.
What?
No, honestly.
What?
Because I thought you were going to, like, how long... Because, look at...
They used to pull people out of the water surfing in the water for a long time, and then do this to them on the beach, and they would revive. But, I mean, that was Baywatch. That probably never happened. If you drown in the water and they find your body, you're fucking dead.
There was like a Radiolab about the, like, Heimlich maneuver and CPR, and, like, how fucking crazy it is. Like, 90% of CPR, like, they were resuscitated through CPR.
Yeah.
They're, like, they have, like, smashed rib cages and stuff like that. Like, it's, like, a serious injury, like, that takes, like,
years of... due to this girl?
But not even that. Years of recovery.
Years?
Just for the injury. Yeah. Like, we're talking about shards of bone in your, like, vital organs. Lungs, heart, fuck. All that stuff's right there. Anyway, not to mention, if your brain goes, like, a minute without oxygen, yeah, they're like, you can save you, but, like, there's, like, it's, like, 100% you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, a few minutes. CPR, like, the chances of survival are, like, very, very, very
low. Extremely low.
But what does really, really good is the...
glass in the face.
Defibrillators are crazy.
They do a lot of damage?
They're good.
Oh, really? It's a high success rate?
Yeah.
She's still dead, by the way. Like, just... the trance in the corpse.
Did she burp up water?
No.
No. She's dead. We're still...
you're still burning those ribs.
The heart is pumping no oxygen in the brain.
Oh my god, it's been like 5 minutes.
Look at that escape. But yeah, it's been way too fucking
long.
This
isn't terrible. Like, this is crazy. Non-stop crazy.
The Rock is massive. Like, he's just crushing her chest right now.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, like, rib cage into the heart. And
I have CPR and first aid training, and they tell you, like, you will break ribs, it will sound gross, you have to keep going.
Oh.
But they say, what's worse, broken ribs or death?
Yeah, of course, of course. But
life over
been like 4.5 minutes.
That's all it is life over again. Yo, she's done. She's fucking... if they brought her back, she'd be... duh!
Brain dead.
Duh! No, you would never be able to live. You have tubes in every fucking hole in your face.
Please don't pound on her chest.
No, that would kill her.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he's not pounding. But...
they're not showing him push, eh? He's not doing it right.
His hands all over
like
fucking...
this. Idiot.
Well, he's... yeah.
Fire and rescue. Come on, like this? Idiot. What is that?
He's probably like... it looks like he's hovering his hand over it because he doesn't want to touch her little Daddario's.
If she coughs up water now that he's stopped... this movie is terrible.
This is the second daughter they've lost drowning that he didn't save.
Idiot.
She was ready to suck his little cock again and then he fucked it up.
If she burps up water, this movie's the worst. If she dies, this movie's the worst.
It's bad either way.
That's terrible.
They've gone past the point of return.
How do you watch your fucking daughter die?
Not today.
That's out.
You should have said that.
What do we see to death?
You should have said, not today. You've come full circle.
Those fucking tries.
Oh, he's a beast. It's disgusting. Oh, she got color. You see?
Yeah.
And plot.
What do you mean she's got color? They actually fucking changed the tone of her skin?
She was, like, very blue.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And they fucking got her pigment back. I never noticed.
It's probably, like, a filming error.
Yeah. It probably is.
Worked out nice.
She's fine, by the way, like, now that...
you're not retarded right or anything.
No, she's good.
I know exactly what's going on. I'm okay.
Where are we? We're in a boat somewhere. We're fine.
Yeah, well, not even that. What's the fucking recovery from that?
The rock just broke all your ribs.
The mental recovery of, like, relearning names and how to, like, your brain has, like, suffered severely and, like, you've got to, like, train it back into, like, working like a muscle.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, she might get
you hear, like, people get into serious fucking shit.
Why is he in this movie?
Because he predicted all of it. You know what? I think it's not over. It may not be over, guys.
A lot of times the...
there's one more.
This guy...
I think there might be...
what else happened?
No one rescued Giamatti.
What happened? A fucking tornado is going to come on top of all the water now that they're in?
There's a scene that I haven't seen where he finally gets like a close-up on TV and it's... maybe I missed it. Oh, no, it's over. They saved a bunch of people.
Oh.
By letting people have predictive measures.
That was his... stories.
Yeah.
Two completely distinct stories.
He tried to warn them, and then eventually, like, they started listening, and now they're saving all these people before the quake hits them or something.
It's like the movie wasn't long enough, so they said, let's just throw Paul Giamatti in there every 5 minutes every...
Well, he saved Dario. He's got his family back. That was the goal. And he's done now. I think the worst is behind him. That's, that much is clear. They're all putting up memorials and stuff. It's time to rebuild.
It is.
I think he's about to say that, which is crazy.
No, it's not.
Because that's what he says after at the end of Deep Impact.
It's time to rebuild.
Yeah, we rebuild. That's what fucking Morgan... That was my Morgan Freeman right there. He's about to say it, just like Morgan Freeman. I never put... I'm privileged to have watched Deep Impact so recently. To know that it's a giant homage. Or probably not. It's probably just terrible
writing.
These
necklaces are so important to me right now.
It's her sisters or something, I'm assuming.
Who the fuck cares?
Her sister died.
Who the fuck cares at this point?
She... Her and a little vagina.
Sentiment is the last thing you care about in a situation like that.
Still picking it apart, eh?
Yeah. It's
right
so cheesy.
The last minute.
It is so cheesy.
You telling me that was
I have been
thrill ride?
Very nice to this movie.
Oh, you're still trying to convince me that it's like that it's not good, quotation marks?
It's not good. A good film. Like,
haven't you had a great time, though?
It's not a good film, but it's a great movie.
Can I watch this by myself? Are you kidding me? I would kill myself.
I would never watch this by myself. Actually, you know what I did?
I know.
Three times.
And you had a good reason.
Three times.
Yeah, three fucking times.
Oh, sweet American flag.
It's
yeah. Look how clean it is.
It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Now we rebuild.
It's not even
why
done
would you
yet.
Say that? What are you going to do?
Because he's probably going to go design
some
buildings. I love
that I said that as a joke, and literally not 2 minutes later he said it.
I said he says rebuild.
No, I started it.
You're still in the fucking San Andreas fault. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, Paul Giamatti predicted it's over.
Oh, he said Giamatti said it was over, so it's good, right?
Oh, Jesus, TJ. I think you missed the point.
I must have.
Well, what do you guys give San Andreas? Oh, that was a good time.
It was a good time. It was a great fucking time. One out of five.
TJ's so mad.
It's just not believable.
Just torture watching
it's
that,
just
eh?
Just not believable for that reason.
It's a compelling story, but
it's a compelling story. Oh, I tried to triple joke that. Didn't both of you guys say that? Same thing?
Yeah.
And I tried to triple it. Wow.
Triple joked it.
I triple joked it. There's another one. TJ, you could have had your own triple joke just right there.
What?
You could have had your own triple joke right there. Because I joke repeated Dan. That's the... We gotta start doing that. The triple joke.
No.
Just to call out the person who re-jokes.
Triple
joke.
Because,
like, by triple joking, you're calling them out. It's like a fat what.
I think all what? My jokes are triple jokes. And that's why they're that funny.
The triple joke is calling out the first guy for re-joking. You're making fun of the first guy by saying it... Or the second guy by saying it a triple time. What?
Triple time, right? Calls himself out before he's even close to be done his sentence.
And there's the first re-joke.
Alrighty. That's been swell. That's our first commentary. Hope you liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I'm Joe.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Jeppy.
That's all range mode out.
Goodbye. You can't go through.
Goodbye.
Until next time.